call it blizzards sometimes. There was snow and moisture with it, and sometimes if it was just a cold wind, it'd freeze everything without any moisture. We used to have some terrible blizzards here, too.
Was that called a norther at all?
That's something called northers and northerners. Some people call them northerners.
What do you call it when you, well, if you were to go to the door and look out and see that the air was just full of milky white moisture?
Well, sometimes that might be a mist, and sometimes it'd be a snow, a fine snow falling, or even heavier snowflakes. Could be a fog, yes.
And then you say, hey, come look, it's very
foggy.
What would you call a long period of dry weather?
Drought. Goodness, I know all about those.
And if the wind has been, well, if there hasn't been much wind and then the wind starts to increase, well, what would you say? The wind is what?
Well, some say the wind's rising, or the wind's getting up, or the wind's getting high, or something. There's so many different ways, expressions used.
And if the wind has been blowing, and then it abates?
Well, the wind's calmed, or the wind's going down.
Now, what was the... what marked the end of your growing season?
Well, I think it frost. The frost is called a killing frost being that end.
Did your creek ever get extremely cold in the winter?
Oh, yes. It freeze over. Remember my husband and I going down there one time, taking the axe, chopping a whole lot of fish out of the ice, and got their nose stuck up to get air, you know, and it had frozen over, and there they were, just sticking there.
Did you ever chop fish?
We, Dad and I took the axe and went down and chopped a whole lot of them.
Did you have any special term for this thin skim of ice that you might find on a pail or a bucket?
Well, I'd think it'd just be a thin coating of ice formed over it. I don't know what else you could call it.
Now, I want some information if I may have it, Mrs. Your full name?
Rebecca Jane.
Your age?
91.
And education?
Well, I have limited education.
That's not true.
Well, it is. I never had a high school education.
Well,
I've educated myself.
That's the thing.
I
would say you're well educated.
I've tried to sit up and take notice and learn things as I've come along. That's been the...
And let's see then, you got your education to, oh, what would you say about it?
I've read a lot of all, I've read lots of books and useful books, and I've tried to improve on what education I did have.
And the formal education you got was in Texas, or?
Yes. See, we had 3 months free school in Texas in my childhood days and on up till as long as I went to school. Now that was the length of our free schools.